Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through all that noise and really get you the essentials on topics you care about. Today, we're diving into something I know is on a lot of people's minds. Trying to figure out all these online health care options, it feels like, well, like information overload sometimes, doesn't it? Trying to know what's what.
Oh, absolutely. It can definitely feel that way. I mean, new platforms seem to pop up all the time, and it's just natural to wonder, you know, what does each one really do? And how does it maybe fit with what I need?
Exactly. So for this deep dive, you've pulled together some really interesting stuff on two platforms that seem, well, pretty different. Doctors of Cannabis and Holistically RX.
Mm-hmm.
We've got information straight from their website so we can see how they present themselves. And there's also an article kind of summarizing the thinking behind Holistically RX.
Right. Gives us a good mix of sources.
Yeah. So our goal today is really to, you know, get under the hood of these two, understand what they're fundamentally offering, their kind of core beliefs, maybe, and hopefully help everyone listening sort of see the key differences and figure out if either one might be relevant for their own health goals.
Sounds like a plan. Where should we start?
Okay, let's untag Doctors of Cannabis first. What's their main, their central focus?
So Doctors of Cannabis is really laser focused on one thing, making it easier to get a medical marijuana card. Their main service is basically connecting people with licensed cannabis doctors all online.
Okay, so streamlining access.
Exactly. And this speed thing, it might be really valuable for people in states where medical cannabis is newer. You know, they're trying to figure out the process, maybe want something quick, not too many hurdles.
Right. And they really push that, don't they? How quick and easy it is. I saw on their site claims about getting certified online in like just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's definitely a big selling point for them.
That sounds incredibly efficient.
It does. They've clearly put a lot of thought into the user experience, trying to make it as smooth as possible. And another big piece is their money-back guarantee. They basically promise you'll get approved for the card online, or you get a full refund.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that kind of clear pricing, the guarantee. It probably helps build trust, you know, takes away some of the financial worry for people thinking about it.
Definitely a good point on trust. And geography. It looks like they operate in quite a few places. They list a bunch of states, Arkansas, California, Florida, just grabbing a few there. Seems like they're aiming for a pretty wide reach where it's legal.
Exactly. Being online lets them do that, reach patients across many states where medical cannabis is permitted. The process they lay out is register online, then you have a virtual consultation with one of their licensed cannabis doctors, and if you're approved, you get your card.
All virtual now.
Yep. They specifically mention that all consultations are online now, better access, safety, all that. And they make sure to mention HIPAA compliance too.
Which is absolutely essential. You need that reassurance with health info.
Totally. Can't skip that.
And what about the doctors themselves? They highlight their qualifications, right? Calling them experienced, knowledgeable, board certified. Sounds like they want people to feel confident they're talking to real medical professionals who take this seriously.
Yeah, emphasizing those credentials is key in telehealth, isn't it? Especially for medical treatments. Doctors of Cannabis also frames medical cannabis as a natural alternative to opioids. Particularly for things like chronic pain, anxiety, insomnia. You know, really common reasons people start looking into medical cannabis in the first place.
That's a really central theme is how they talk about it, yeah. Positioning cannabis as maybe a gentler option. But, you know, when you hear that natural alternative to opioids message, it sounds appealing, but are there maybe potential downsides or limitations to just focusing on cannabis for those conditions that people should maybe think about?
That's a really, really important question. Look, medical cannabis can be beneficial for a lot of people, but it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all fix.
Right.
And, you know, it can have its own side effects, potential interactions with other medications. Effectiveness can also vary, like, a lot, depending on the person and the specific condition.
Right.
So, yeah, while it's a potential alternative, you always need a thorough understanding of someone's whole health picture and the possible risks. It's not automatic.
That's a crucial point. Good reminder. So, okay, back to their overall mission. It feels like they want to be the go-to straightforward way to get medical cannabis treatment. Not just the card, but maybe some personalized plan, support.
Right. They mention that ongoing support aspect.
And they highlight their team, again, board-certified docs focused on helping patients, you know, understand the benefits of cannabis. So, yeah, very targeted, very specific focus.
Exactly.
Okay, let's switch gears then. Holistically, RX. This sounds, well, totally different, much broader. What's their core idea, their philosophy?
Yeah. Holistically, RX is definitely playing a different game. Their core philosophy is all about blending modern medical science with what they call proven wellness approaches. They really emphasize a whole person approach, thinking about mind, body, spirit, how they're all connected for overall well-being.
Okay, whole person. That suggests maybe more focus on prevention or tackling chronic stuff, or maybe regular medicine just manages symptoms.
I think that's fair, yeah. It likely appeals to people who are looking for a more holistic view of their health, not just treating isolated symptoms.
And this word integrative keeps popping up with them. What does that actually mean in their context?
So for Holistically RX, integrative seems to mean consciously combining, you know, standard modern medical practices, things you'd find at a typical doctor's office, with natural or complementary therapies. The idea is to dig deeper, find and address the underlying root causes of health problems, not just mask the symptoms you see on the surface.
Okay, got it. Root causes. And the range of services they list is, wow, it seems incredibly wide. We're talking weight management, longevity therapies. Can you give us some specific examples? What falls under those?
Sure. So under weight management, they mention medically supervised prescriptions like semaglutide and tirzepatide. Those are definitely contemporary medical treatments getting a lot of attention.
Right.
Then in longevity therapies, they talk about pretty cutting edge stuff, things like NAD plus infusions.
What's NAD plus again?
It's a molecule involved in like cell energy and repair.
Yeah.
The idea with infusions is to boost those functions, which is a big interest in the sort of anti-aging longevity space.
Okay.
They also mention rapamycin consultations, glutathione injections. Then under integrative functional medicine, you see hormone optimization, HRT, TRT, continuous glucose monitoring, looking at metabolic health.
Wow, that is a huge spectrum. And I noticed they also cover emotional well-being.
Yes, exactly. Their emotional wellness services include things like ESA certifications, that's emotional support animal, and various therapies for mental health. Plus, they do mobile IV therapy for hydration, nutrients, and a whole suite of diagnostic services.
Diagnostics like?
Like advanced tests.
Yeah.
They mentioned DUTCH hormone testing.
DUTCH.
Yeah, it's an advanced urine test that gives a really detailed picture of hormone levels. Super useful for figuring out imbalances. And also things like gut biome analysis paired with personalized nutrition advice.
So it really is a mix. Conventional medicine meets wellness and functional approaches. They really hammer home that whole person care idea, huh?
They absolutely do. That repetition about treating the root cause, using both natural and medical expertise, that seems fundamental to who they are. They want to go beyond just managing symptoms.
And who's actually providing these services? Do we know much about the team at Holistically RX, their backgrounds?
Yeah, they do feature several doctors, and it's interesting to see the mix of backgrounds. You've got, for instance, Dr. Krasny, who's a board-certified anesthesiologist.
Okay.
Then Dr. Niles, with a background in OBGYN. And interestingly, Dr. Cheryl apparently has experience with cannabinoid medicine.
Oh, so there's some overlap there, potentially.
A little bit, yeah, suggesting maybe some understanding across different modalities. And then Dr. Miller, who does medical marijuana consultations, but also focuses on longevity and weight loss.
That variety really does underline their integrative angle, doesn't it? It feels like they're intentionally trying to bring different perspectives together under one roof.
Exactly. It supports that idea of bridging different approaches to health.
So what do they say makes them different? What are their key selling points, according to them?
Well, they highlight a few things pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
First, that focus on root causes, not just symptoms. We talked about that. Second, they talk about empowering patients, giving them knowledge, personalized care plans.
Makes sense.
They also emphasize being compassionate, judgment-free. And then there are the practical points. No insurance required. It's all 100% online, and all their providers are licensed.
Okay, that no insurance required bit? That sounds convenient on one hand, but could that actually make it less accessible for some people, cost-wise, if you can't use your insurance?
That is a very valid point.
Yeah.
While skipping the insurance hassle simplifies things for some, it could definitely be a financial hurdle for others who rely on their coverage.
Right.
It really just highlights the kind of trade-offs you see in these different healthcare models, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I feel like we have a much clearer picture now of both Doctors of Cannabis and Holistically RX. Let's nail down the crucial bit. What are the key differences, and what does that mean for someone listening?
Well, the biggest, most obvious difference is that core focus, right? Doctors of Cannabis is purely specifically about getting access to medical marijuana. Their whole system is built around that one goal.
Very narrow focus.
Very narrow. Whereas Holistically, RX takes this much, much broader view. They offer this wide range of integrated wellness services that go way beyond just cannabis.
Right. So the actual treatments are worlds apart. Doctors of Cannabis, the main outcome is the card. Holistically RX, you could be getting prescription weight loss drugs, hormone therapy, deep dives into your gut health.
Precisely, yeah. While Doctors of Cannabis talks about cannabis for specific conditions, holistically RX offers this huge menu of potential treatments, mixing conventional and alternative stuff across lots of different health areas.
It's interesting, though, both mention getting to the root cause, but it feels like they mean different things by it.
How so?
Well, Doctors of Cannabis seems to frame root cause in terms of conditions like pain or anxiety that cannabis might help. Holistically, RX sounds like they're taking a much bigger systemic look using functional medicine ideas, all those tests, to find underlying imbalances anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Doctors of Cannabis focuses on conditions treatable by cannabis as the root cause, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, holistically, RX casts a way wider net, looking at hormones, gut, metabolism. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think that's a very accurate, insightful distinction, actually, yeah. For Doctors of Cannabis, root cause often seems tied to conditions where medical cannabis might offer relief. For holistically RX, exploring root causes could mean digging into all sorts of interconnected body systems, metabolic function, hormonal balance, gut health, you name it. It's a broader investigation.
Okay. So for someone listening, the big question really comes down to what you need, what your priorities are. Are you specifically looking into medical cannabis? Is that your primary interest right now? If yes, then Doctors of Cannabis seems like a very direct, streamlined way to explore that.
Right. Focus path.
Or are you looking for something more comprehensive, a more integrated approach to your overall wellness, maybe involving different kinds of therapies, maybe those advanced tests? Then holistically, RX might align better with what you're seeking.
Exactly. It really is about matching your own health goals and, frankly, your preferences with what each platform is actually built to do. Which one resonates with your needs?
Okay, this has been super helpful, I think, in drawing the lines between these two really distinct ways of doing online healthcare. So just to recap the big takeaways real quick, Doctors of Cannabis, fast, straightforward way to get a medical marijuana card online, focuses on specific conditions, benefits of cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Simple and direct.
Holistically, RX, much broader, integrated modern medicine and wellness approaches, aims for that whole person view, addressing underlying causes with a whole toolkit of therapies and tests.
That sums it up nicely. And it really shows the different spaces these platforms are trying to carve out in this, you know, rapidly changing online health world.
Yeah, this whole deep dive makes you think, doesn't it? About how technology is just fundamentally changing how we even find healthcare and wellness support.
Definitely.
It raises big questions like, how are these different models going to keep evolving? What does this mean for the future of personalized healthcare? Accessible healthcare.
Big questions indeed.
And maybe the most important question for everyone listening is, what does true wellness actually mean to you? And which kind of approach, whether it's one we talked about today or something else entirely, really fits with your needs, your values, especially considering the specific things we looked at from both Doctors of Cannabis and Holistically RX. Lots to think about. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.